all once again to Dual Roads episode 122. We have a very special and often delayed episode this week, but before we get to that, let's introduce our panel. We have Martin.
Hi.
And we have Jason.
How's it going?
One sounds like death because they're sick, the other sounds like death because they're hungover. It's up to you to figure out which is which.
I'm not sick, I'm tired.
You just gave it away then.
And I'm not hungover, but it has nothing to do with one another.
We can't really say, can we?
Well, I'm pretty sure, because I've not
it'd be
drunk
it'd be
anything
impressive.
Yesterday.
It'd be pretty impressive to still be hungover at 6, 7 your time. I mean, it happens, but it'd be impressive. Okay. Mm-hmm. So yes, this week we're going to do the first part of our fall preview show. I don't know if we're going to do it next week, but we'll come back later on and we'll focus on the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4 launch because those are a much bigger talking point. But for this week, we're going to focus mostly on games coming out in the immediate future on the PlayStation 3, the 360, the Wii U, the 3DS, the Vita, and any other system on the market. So yeah, we'll kick it off. We're recording this on Sunday, and for us in North America, that means the release of the wonderful 101. I have to say, after this summer with Nintendo, I kind of understand how Europe feels. The hype is so deflated once everybody else has played the game for like a month. You have hands-on impressions, people posted videos, people beat the game, and it's like, yeah, a month ago. I mean, I'm super excited. I actually went out this morning and played it. I bought it. I haven't got a chance to play it because of this recording. But, yeah, I feel like that month between its European release and now, it just seems like a lot of it. I think part of it was also the fact that it just really bombed out of the gate. So, But yes, that's out. It's already out in Europe and Japan, and we won't really talk about a game you can literally get right now. Speaking of a game that will probably be out by the time you hear this, Grand Theft Auto 5, or as Jason calls it, Grand Theft Auto 4.
I misspoke, sue me.
It's also, I think it's like the 11th game in the Grand Theft Auto franchise, so it's a very misleading number.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, this game is out. People in Europe already have it legally. There's others who have acquired it elsewhere.
Impressions are so far pretty good.
Not surprising.
It seems to be a great game again, but personally, I'm not getting it, not only because I no longer have a console that would allow me to play it, but also I thought that there will be a next-gen version down the line, and rumblings from today suggest that as well.
Yeah, the Xbox leak.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was not looking forward to it. I'm not really keen on it, but some of my friends kept on harassing, so we worked out an agreement. I don't have to get it first week, since Grand Theft Auto Online actually doesn't launch until October. We're going to wait until October and see if anybody has a buy two, get one free sale, and then we'll just split it three ways by buying three copies of the same game. But yes, you know, that way it works out $40 and we'll get it at the same time. Because I don't really care.
The online mode might actually be interesting.
Yeah, that's what they really want it for, and as much as I don't want to get it, I will usually buy any game to fit my friends at a reasonable price. So yes, that's also out Tuesday, tomorrow, midnight, whenever, on PS3 and 360, and if, as Martin said, possibly PlayStation 4 and PC in the not-so-distant future. What else is out this week? If you have a Wii U and you are okay with the eShop, Wind Waker HD comes out this Friday.
Right, we are releasing that earlier as a download title.
Yes. I am of two minds with this. I have gone on record several times before that I'm not huge on re-releases of games I already own. I don't tend to buy them. I mean, that's me. Anybody else can, you know, have their own prerogative. At the same time, it's so gorgeous, and it's such an amazing game. If this was
I would more have a problem with we already talked to the dev, Nintendo's lack of a real account system. That's why I wouldn't get the download version myself.
Well, I mean, yeah, the physical version comes out in 3 weeks, so you can also go away. And you also get the cool Ganon figure as an added incentive if you've already pre-ordered it.
Yeah, that actually looks pretty nice.
It does. It does. They do it from time to time, but Nintendo has such a huge history. They really don't merchandise their brand that well.
Well, it seems more like a lot of the merchandise just doesn't make it to the West. When I was in Japan, there was a lot of Nintendo merchandise, a lot of cool stuff, actually.
Yep, they do stuff, but it seems like the bare minimum. And I think part of it is just the fact that they got burnt in the early 90s with a lot of that stuff, like the cartoons and the Mario movie and stuff like that, mm-hmm. So they aren't really trusting. But yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the only show they have is Pokemon, and they have a ton of shows that are great for, you know, great for Saturday morning type deals. I think the Wonderful 101 would make an amazing anime, from what I've seen. That's a digression. There's sports games, FIFA, Pro Evolution out at the end of the month. Anybody?
Nah. Scribblenauts Unmasked.
Be getting FIFA.
Scribblenauts Unmasked could be interesting.
I want to get Scribblenauts Unmasked. I think I'm going to wait. I think, you know, like usually at the in October, stores do like buy two get one free sales. I already mentioned that with GTA. I think when it happens, I might do Scribblenauts Unmasked and Kingdom Hearts HD Collection, because I've never played Kingdom Hearts, and I feel like that's a huge giant spot for me as a Disney fan. It's just preference and say that's for the States, because as far as I understand, Scribblenauts Unlimited is just coming out in Europe at the end of this year.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say to that. I mean, I bought the game like half a year ago for, I think, $7.50 off Amazon.com for Steam. So I'm not quite sure who they're going to sell it to at full price.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I really think those games aren't full price worthy. $30, $40 bucks, sure. $50, $60, no way.
Yeah, especially now that it's been delayed so much.
Yeah, and well, I'm talking about either one. I'm talking about Unmasked as well.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, even as a huge DC fanboy, yeah. I still, you know, $40 bucks or so, and that's, I'm in. Other than that, yeah, I'll wait. So that pretty much takes us to October, which is actually pretty barren this year. I'm sure that we're going off of Wikius, and a lot of it doesn't include, like, digital titles, so I'm sorry if we're missing any of those. If it shows up, it shows up. If it doesn't, I'm not going to go out of my way to find it right now. So that leads us to October, which is a pretty decent month this year. Super duper. Okay, so we're in October. October starts off pretty strong. Etrigan Odyssey Untold, Millennium Girl for the 3DS.
That's supposedly really good. As far as I understand, it's a remake of the first game.
Didn't the fourth one just come out this year on the 3DS?
That's basically the first game remade for the 3DS, as far as I understand.
I get that. It's just weird to do them in the same year. But then again, I guess it's not really much of an overlap in the market. It's a very niche.
I really like the first game on the DS. So from what I've heard, this is a really good reimagining of that game.
Okay. NBA 2K14. What is the big hook this year?
I heard they have this story mode with where you play, what's his name? I don't follow basketball. It's this guy who is with Miami Heat.
LeBron.
Oh right, yeah,
LeBron James.
Yeah.
He's on the cover, so that makes sense.
Yeah, you basically play LeBron James, and then you can decide if you want to stay with the Heat or go somewhere else. And
is that real? Because that would be hilarious. I wonder if you can have like an hour-long TV special to make your announcement, too.
Yeah, that's real. You basically have two storyline options.
Yeah, it is.
That's hilarious.
That's the actual selling point this year. We went from legends like Michael Jordan and Larry Bird to the Dream Team versus the Dream Team to executive feud produced by Jay-Z to LeBron James' future. I think this is a huge downgrade. If you're into
Oh, the European League apparently is now also in.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's cool. Some representation.
Yeah,
they
I got
that FIFA money.
In. Yeah, great.
Rain is
very
on the PS3. It looks interesting, but I assume it's going to suffer the same fate as most recent Sony games, where they just kind of throw it out there.
And then we get it 3 months later for free on PlayStation Plus.
Pretty much. Because they haven't really said anything about it recently. I guess I'm really just missing it.
It showed up in a couple of trailer montages.
But that's... I mean...
It's a developer PlayStation camp.
Yeah, yeah.
Those guys were also behind, what was it called? I'm forgetting. The game where, Tokyo Jungle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, it looks interesting, and it's a net PSN title. So we'll see how it does. I mean, Sony's pretty good at these artsy-type games. I really feel artsy-type games. It's just a derogatory. But, you know, these digital titles. We also have Rune Factory 4.
I know nothing about the series.
I don't... And there's been a ton of them, and I've just never... Like, I hear it's kind of... Maybe I'm missing this up, but it's kind of like Animal... Not Animal Crossing. It's kind of like Harvest Moon with action. Or is that something else?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Whatever, let's
move
on.
Yeah, I don't know. Moving on. We've already mentioned Wind Waker HD, which hits retail on October 4th. Beyond Two Souls, which is a game I'm still... Well, okay, I'm going to say I'm not interested in because talent behind it and these impressions aren't
but
really
But it's
helping.
The last great PS3 game.
That's debatable, I guess.
Except for GT6. I believe it is the last big person.
And Ratchet and Clank into the Nexus. Is it Ratchet and Clank?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
By Insomniac
okay,
that this? That's a big one, too. So it's not the last big one, and I feel like it's not even... Like, I really was confused by it. Debuted last year, and then it's re-shown at E3 this year. It just seemed like two different types of games. And it seems to be that's kind of the case. You jump around in somebody's life, and it still kind of has those Heavy Rain. I'm going to say controls to be nice, but, yeah, it doesn't seem to be my bread and butter. Just Dance 2014.
Of course you're going to mention that.
Since they're going
yeah. Earl's got it pre-ordered. He's ready to go.
Do you not... I do not own any Just Dance games, sadly enough. Those are the types of games I enjoy playing with my friends, and they usually have copies of that, so
your
I
friends
money.
Own them. yeah, sure.
They do!
Sure. There's a small little game coming out October 12th. I don't think that's going to be a big deal, though.
Not going to be a big deal.
Two little
Pokemon,
games.
Well, two little games, I guess. Pokemon X and Y. Which we've already kind of talked about in recent weeks because they seem to have a decent system with this where they're throwing out little bits of information every week, and it seems like every little bit of information gets people excited.
And don't forget, it comes
fashion.
All together with 2DS.
Yes.
But this week they revealed Mega Mewtwo has two forms. He has a Mega Mewtwo X and a Mega Mewtwo Y. I don't know why anybody would support Mega Mewtwo Y, because Mega
Mewtwo X
is amazing.
There was a Mega Mewtwo.
Yeah, Mega Mewtwo was one of the first Mega Pokemon reveals. I also hate saying Mega
wait,
Pokemon.
Wait, back up. I must have missed this. What's a Mega Pokemon?
Your Pokemon can hold certain stones, and during the course of the battle, activate these Mega Stones. And it's a kind of one-off evolution. Like you can do it multiple times, but it only has during the duration of the match. And it gives certain Pokemon, it gives them a new form, and it also gives them a new ability. Like Mega Venusaur, I believe, gets what they call Thick Fat, which makes him double invulnerable to fire. So I think it's fire and ice or something like that. Then there's certain Pokemon, like they I think it's Mega. The kangaroo one from the first generation, whose name is escaping me right now. They can attack twice. They can attack with the mother, and they can attack with the baby in the pouch. So, Yeah, it's different abilities and stuff like that, and it really does remind me of Digimon, especially being that it's not a, you know, a forced evolution. Like, they don't stay in that state, they just regress after the battle. I mean, it's a new twist. There's a lot of interesting twists. I mean, I pay enough attention to Pokemon to know every little thing, but I know, like, they've added, I don't know if they've added, but they also have, like, Pokemon who look different if they're male or females. There's a Pokemon that's kind of like Eevee now, where instead of, like, different elements, you depend on how you groom them, they evolve into different types of Pokemon and stuff like that. So, a lot of interesting little twists and turns to the Pokemon form here. Of course, being in 3D helps, and we've already mentioned the Pokemon Bank and Pokemon Transfer 2 last week. So, yes, October 12th for parents, October 13th for parents will also be Sky and the Swap Force.
I don't know yet. Also, I would probably pick up the next-gen version, if I get it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you don't have a console right now, so... but yeah, Sky and the Swap Force is more Sky and the Goodness.
Yeah, what I played of it at Gamescom was actually fun, so... Yeah.
Okay. October 18th, there go Marvel Super Heroes. Which I think looks a lot, well, I don't want to say it looks a lot better, but it seems a lot more reasonably named than Batman 2.
That's true. That game was, I mean, I really like Lego Batman 2, but the name was just, I mean, it really wasn't a Batman game.
Well, it was more of a Batman game than a Justice League game.
There's still a lot of Justice League in that.
Yeah, but what I meant is, like, you would think that you would advertise the Justice League more and not Batman.
We were riding high on the Batman hype train, the recent Batman hype train.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if they hate the name Justice League or what, because we've already mentioned Injustice isn't named with Justice League in mind. And it's not even like DC's Injustice or anything like that.
Yeah, I wonder if this will again be a good LEGO title. I recently played a bit of LEGO Lord of the Rings on the Vita because I got that for free for PlayStation Plus, and I just thought that game was terrible.
Well, I have to wonder, like, I imagine they're a big team, but they just kind of push these out. I imagine they have to be tired of the brand. I mean, granted, I guess they work with different brands, so that probably helps with the fatigue, but...
Yeah, but I also just think that depending on which license they're working on, the quality can differ quite significantly between the titles. So I wonder if this will basically be the one that will reach the LEGO Batman 2 quality level. Because if that's the case, I would be interested.
Well, I mean, from what I've seen, it seems to be a lot less open world. Maybe I'm mistaken in what I've seen so far, but
I mean, LEGO Batman 2 was mission based, but you also had
they added the open world. Yeah, which I'm putting in quotes. There goes Marvel Super Heroes. We also have Sonic Elseworld on October 22nd.
From what I've heard so far.
I liked it a lot.
Well, I mean, people still seem surprised by that, but the last few have been really good titles. Generations and Colors.
I'm still not impressed by Colors, but okay.
Well, what should be with Colors? Because I'm pretty sure this is the same team.
Colors just didn't work for me.
Well, you might. I mean, because a lot of these things are similar to Colors, like what do you call it? The whiffs, the wops, the little color things that give you Sonic superpowers, make a return in this game, and I assume it has that same type of cheesy sense of humor. But it does seem to be a bit dramatic. And if you pre-order, you also get the Knights Limited Edition collector's bonus.
I really like how they are doing the levels in this game.
Yeah, it looks interesting, and it has a very interesting graphical style. Yeah.
It's very reminiscent of the Mega Drive titles, but in pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, and it has a nice keen look to it. The running is going to be the most interesting part, because some people already have issues with it because they don't like the fact that you kind of have to toggle it. But, it, you know, a lot of the problems with 3D Sonic games has always been that he throws the key controls on ice. Yeah. So there you go. Coming out after that, and I mentioned this before, Batman Arkham Origins and Batman Arkham Origins Blackgate. I hate how they
Terrible.
I
hate that they've latched onto this whole Arkham thing. And it's just like...
What really gets me is Batman Arkham Origins Blackgate. Because Blackgate is a completely different facility.
Origins is also totally nonsensical, because that game isn't even set in Arkham. It's just Gotham.
Yeah.
No, nor is it the origins of the Asylum,
exactly,
which we already went through with Arkham Asylum.
They basically just keep this name around to associate, it's still this series, it will play like that.
I mean, I get it in some ways, but at the same time, I feel like if you just have Batman in the title and show...
People are not that dumb. And I completely agree. Yeah. I don't like the way they've gone about naming it. Yeah. That being said, I'm really excited for Blackgate, which I'm just going to refer to as Blackgate.
I'm way more interested in Blackgate than the title for the home consoles.
Yeah.
Because that just looks like more of the same, and Blackgate looks like an interesting take on the series, and I'm also very interested just to see what Armature is doing. And
you mean them doing an original game for
exactly.
Which? But I'm actually looking forward to Origins as well. I like the concept of Batman versus all of these mercenaries. I'm kind of curious to see how, because I mean, granted, I don't think it's going to be. It's not a boss rush game. I think that would have been an awesome idea, though. But it does seem to have a lot of potential, and I'm really curious to see how it works out. And it has a ton of villains. I'm kind of interested in seeing how they go about
with that. Deathstroke is in it, so that's the thing.
Yeah, Deathstroke, female Copperhead, Firefly.
Firefly is in it?
Yeah, so a ton of...
Could be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, so a ton of, you know, a Joker's in it again, because... Even though we killed him in the last game, we get to redo it since it's an origin tale.
Exactly.
Next up, We Party You, which I think has a really... It's in a really tough spot. The game looks good. It looks like it makes great use of the gamepad, but I feel like it's one of those titles that would benefit if Nintendo already had the audience there, and not necessarily a game to get that audience there.
It doesn't seem like a title that will convince anyone to pick up a Wii U.
I think if it was narrowed to launch, maybe, because it's a very intriguing use of the gamepad.
I would think that this might have actually would have been the better pack-in title.
Yeah. Because I think one of the problems with Nintendo, and as much as I enjoy it, is the fact that it's not something... Like, you have to go to tutorials. It's not something you can just give somebody a controller and say, like, okay, this is what you do. Where We Party You, it's really simple to say, oh, I'm going to give you this camera, make an expression, and then have to guess it. That's something anybody gets. Same thing with playing air hockey on the controller. It gives you, you know, something different. But, yeah, coming in October with this system kind of having no momentum right now, it's probably going to meet Game & Wario's fate.
Game & Wario was
hopefully not that bad.
Also actually a good game, so whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Then the big day this year is October 29th, Angry Birds Star Wars. I don't know how they keep on getting away with selling that stuff for so much, but
I don't
whatever.
Understand it either.
People
just,
buy it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a game I could get for free on my phone, or I could just pay $30 for
it. I guess if you don't have a smartphone?
But who? But if you don't have a smartphone, how would you? You can play it on your browser.
Can you?
I believe there's an Angry Bird. There was an Angry Bird browser version, I think.
But
yeah.
Oh, there's even a Facebook version. So yeah, it's kind of pointless. I just could look the Wikipedia page.
Yeah. But
even
if
the Windows
I don't get it. I don't get it at all. But, you know, a fool and their money are soon parted, as they say. Speaking of fools and their money, Assassin's Creed 4.
Which I think looks good, but on the other hand, I really didn't enjoy playing the third one.
But did you enjoy the pirate parts, or the ship parts of the third one?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking. That's both of the parts I enjoyed most, but I still feel like they will throw me again through 6 hours of tutorials and tell me, maybe focus too much on the future stuff and not on the interesting stuff, which is all the historical parts.
A fool and his money, as I said. Just convincing yourself to pick this up or try it out.
I don't know.
So, Battlefield Yawn. 4.
Which is really fun.
I think. Yeah, I feel like Battlefield 4, of all the games he's spoken of so far, is one of those games I feel like most people would probably wait for.
Yeah, either next gen version or get the PC version where you can actually play with 64 players, because that's awesome.
Yeah. There's a very clear and distinct advantage to this version compared to some other cross-gen titles. So that's an easy sell. I mean, I assume putting it out early so they can double dip.
Yeah, isn't it part of the upgrade program? On PlayStation 4, at least?
Yeah,
I think
it is.
Where you can buy the PlayStation
3
game and then...
I think EA games are.
So, yeah.
The whole program though, it's kind of weird. Like, what you just have to like in terms of like save data and multiplayer progress and stuff. Does that carry over to next gen too?
Yeah,
I would think probably not.
Battlefield uses battle log, which is entirely separate from the game. So they can just read out your battle log data, and it's all there.
Because I'm going to do that for FIFA, and I'm wondering if I'm just going to have to start over all my stuff.
I'm curious, though. Like, what's to stop somebody from, like, renting the game and then just paying $10 to upgrade?
I've heard that it's a trade-in thing. So you have to trade it in to get, and you basically get a $50 credit.
Oh, okay. Okay, I thought it was like you can upgrade
it. I saw that too for
version.
I forget which game it was, but for that it was going to be a voucher in the package that would let you buy the digital one for $10.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Depends on the game.
So those are kind of the two models.
Okay, we'll talk about that more when we talk about our next gen. Systems, purchases, ideas, hopes, dreams, fears for the future. Speaking of fearing for the future, WWE 2K14.
Yawn.
And I'm not even going to yawn. I don't want to dignify this game with any type of acknowledgement. I'm a huge wrestling fan. It's just been really disappointing to have them crap out the same game for, 14
years
now?
I just really hope 15? That... something will happen when they have to do a real next-gen version.
I assume that's why there's no next-gen version this year. It's because they wanted to give them 2 years to actually build something up.
I would hope so.
It has to be. Speaking of upgraded versions, Castlevania Sword of Shadows, Mirrors of Fate HD, because that's not a long-ass title.
No,
I didn't even know they were bringing an HD version of that.
Hmm. Yeah,
it wasn't a good game.
I remember it reviewing pretty poorly. So,
well, I mean, some of the stuff that they're picking for it include, I think, you know, I think one of the big problems is like the frame rate, which is awful. And
I heard there are more
fixed
problems than taking
problems. But yeah, it's
problems.
Not. Oh, there's, I mean, there's pacing and it's really
terrible level
design. If you have a 3DS, you can pretty much check it out now and see if it's worth it. Because you know, not, HD Shine doesn't really affect everything.
I think there's no release date for this yet, but as far as another HD re-release of a portable game, I'm kind of interested to see Assassin's Creed Liberation.
All right.
I never got to play that on. I don't have a Vita, so. But I'll probably pick that up.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, and this goes for both systems. I feel like when companies do that, it just gives people less incentive to buy games on their handhelds. If you're just going to get a console version later on anyhow.
Well, it's no guarantee at this point, to be honest. It's not happening much as you would think.
I agree to an extent, but it's like, if you really want to play that game, you know, are you willing to wait an entire year?
Well, I mean, it depends. I mean, like, for example, I mean, Assassin's Creed, Castlevania is about, 6 months? Resident Evil was about, Resident Evil was a year and a half, so that's reasonable.
And Liberation will also be a year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just reasonable. It's still, I mean, and I understand it from a development standpoint because these people do want to recoup their money, and you already have a game you can probably resell an audience.
So, I'm not going to get it, but when that's out, I'm kind of hoping maybe we will put the Vita version up on PlayStation Plus for free.
I was hoping, because I know they're doing, I think they're doing this with Castlevania. They're doing like a Castlevania, Lost Shadow Deluxe Edition, which has one and it has Mirror of Fate as well, leading up to two next year. So maybe if they did that with Assassin's Creed 3 and Liberation and bundled that for like $30 in a Game of the Year edition.
Maybe.
Call of Duty Ghosts, November 5th.
That's a game that's coming out.
Well, you
know my opinion from a Gamescom podcast, so...
Yeah, I think we've established on this show that none of us are avid Call of Duty players, so...
At least not anymore.
Yes, we should find...
Yeah, not anymore, in the past.
We should find it... We need a dude bro on our podcast.
Do we really?
Somebody who pays Matt. Hey, you know, we want to bring balance to the force. I mean, we already have our Kaku gamer with Chad whenever he's around, so it's totally fair. We have
I would check it out if I get a copy for free, but I'm not going to spend money on it.
So that's November 5th. November 15th, we have already mentioned, we'll cover later on. November 19th, Need for Speed.
That game was fun when I played it at Gamescom, so... And now we also heard...
Yeah, it also came out...
I mean, I talked about how similar it felt to the Criterion Need for Speed games, and now we finally have an explanation why.
Yeah.
Because most of the Criterion stuff is now working at Ghost Games.
In fact, Ghost Games is more Criterion than Criterion is now.
Yeah, they have only 16 people left.
Yeah, Criterion's like a... Yeah... So, I mean, it makes sense. Maybe they'll do, like, maybe they'll work on this, and then when the Criterion game gets further, they'll like, move over there to finish up on that, and then, you know, like, have a small team dedicated to get it up and running, and then have a team come in and finish it and polish it and stuff like that. I mean, I think that's what Ubisoft does. Okay, granted, I don't know if Ubisoft has any small teams, but...
at least makes me that my first impression of the game will probably result in a good final product as well.
Yeah. Watch Dogs, which we'll probably mention here, but really that's a next gen title, I feel.
Yeah. I would agree.
Yeah, I've seen it. We've mentioned Battlefield, but I saw the trailer for Watch Dogs on the PS3 or the 360. Yeah, that's a next gen title. As far as their ambitions go.
I told you earlier that there will be a big difference for that game.
Yeah, I still think it will sell well in these current gen.
For sure, I mean, one of those new IPs that people are really excited about, you know, but, and it looks cool, but for sure, the next-gen version. I mean, really, pretty much all these games, like, if you are planning on getting a next-gen console, I think you're going to wait for the next-gen version.
I feel like there are some where it makes sense and others.
I think Call of Duty is really the only one, and that's only because it depends whether your friends are all jumping to next gen too.
Yeah, I feel like Call of Duty, Madden.
Yeah,
FIFA,
I would actually
like
be
NBA.
Very wary of those sports titles, to be honest. Out of the gate on a new generation with sports titles are often like kind of terrible, missing features and stuff like that. So
yeah, well,
yeah,
that is what happened last time.
Yeah,
but I guess we'll see. I'll report back when I get FIFA 14 on PS4.
I was about to say, I don't even know if Madden 25 can be missing features. I've already hated on current gen system. I can't imagine what happens if you take stuff.
I'm just saying what happens for current gen when it started. So that's why I would always keep wary with these sports titles out of the gate.
Yeah. So for the most part, I mean, you know, like major, like Battlefield, Watch Dogs, I could see as current, as next gen titles. But everything else, like what's Gaia in his next gen?
It looks a bit better, definitely. But it would really be fine for the current gen version. Most people would be.
Yeah, I was about to say, because the best selling version of that game is
Wii. I think they're still doing a Wii version.
Well, they should. It's the best selling version of the game. That hurts Nintendo more than anybody else, as we saw with Disney Infinity. The Wii version, I think, was the best selling version.
Oh, really?
Well, not August. Yeah. Well, at least it sold 26% of the sales. The Wii U version was like 17, which doesn't leave much for the PS3, 360, and I guess the 3DS version.
That will definitely change moving forward.
Possibly.
In a year or two,
I don't see
the Wii version making much more of a...
Oh, no, but it's Nintendo's... It's Nintendo's game to usury. They need to convert that audience because that is their audience, and if they can't get them, they're really screwed. Speaking of Nintendo, November 22nd is their day this year. If you aren't getting an Xbox One and want to go to the store for something else on that day, the Legend of Zelda Link Between
Looks
Worlds.
Looks very interesting.
Yeah, looks interesting. And Link to the Past is my third favorite
Zelda game.
It's my favorite
Zelda game.
It got bumped by Skyward Sword.
I need to get back to playing that.
We won't get into that debate.
I love Link to the Past. I think the game is just basically perfect.
I kind of didn't like it at all.
We won't get into this discussion because
he's weird.
No, do not put words in my mouth.
He's weird.
I like 2D Zelda games significantly less than 3D Zelda games. There's a difference. I like them.
Uh-huh.
same thing with Mario. I like the 3D ones significantly more, but the 2D ones are still great. And for me, the issue is more the light dark worlds. I hate light and dark worlds in games.
I could be wrong. But
matter. I still don't like that mechanic.
Well, now, I have to say, now it's kind of a trope where every, you know, they did it with Metroid Prime Echoes.
Yeah,
like
to be
that.
Fair, I didn't play it until it came out on Game Boy Advance, whenever that was, so.
I didn't play it for the first time until 2009, 2010, so the fact that it, you know, over Ocarina of Time, Twilight Princess, Wind Waker, jumped that, well, okay, it's not over Wind Waker, but it jumped that.
I played it when it came out in the 90s.
Yeah, old man. Speaking of a sequel that everybody wants, Mario Party Island Tour 3DS, a Mario Party with out online on the handheld, sounds phenomenal.
Yeah. You know, to be fair, like if you're playing Mario Party multiplayer, it's more of a local experience.
You need to get four people together with 3DSs.
No, I agree, but
and for the game, that's the problem. Like if it was like download, say we got four people, and That would be weird to have four people in a room. Like, okay, nowadays it isn't so weird to have everybody get their own screen, smartphones and tablets, so I guess that's null and void. Yes, and a game that somehow causes controversy even with its box art, Super Mario 3D World.
That looks like a very fun game.
It looks like a fantastic follow-up to the 3D N,
yep.
Which is a fantastic 3D Mario game. The problem for a lot of people is that's not the
yeah,
3D Mario game.
I'm raising my hand right now. You guys can't see. I mean, it's going to be good, you know. It's, I don't know, it's just not.
I really like the 3DS one, so for me this is would be totally up my alley.
Yeah.
Here's the discussion, and right or wrong, is that if Nintendo had went with a Galaxy 3 or something in line of Galaxy 64, they would have been criticized
yep.
for doing the same
I
thing.
I don't think so.
No,
in fact,
dude,
they
were criticized from Galaxy 2.
Okay, but that's okay. That's saying if they do yeah. Galaxy 3, but you didn't criticize them for Galaxy 1 coming off of Sunshine, which is in the same vein. You know, in terms of a 3D Mario, there's no reason to assume that they would just do Galaxy 3. They would just do another 3D Mario.
No, but here's the thing. From what I've seen, from what I've heard, everybody has like this nebulous concept. Like the reason they don't like 3D World is because it's not this grand, ambitious Mario. But they don't know what they want. Like basically, they want.
No,
people
I,
to
and
be
I'll fully
have.
Cop to that. You know, being one of those people. Like I don't know what I want, but that's part of the magic of Nintendo and especially their Mario games. They have this innate ability to dogging 3D World necessarily. Like I said, I'm fully confident it's being good. I really like 3D Land a lot. It's just, I don't know. I'm not excited about it.
And I think that's fair. I think a lot of people aren't excited about it. And I feel like Mario hasn't really caused excitement, and this is coming as a huge Mario fan since Galaxy, because it's been either sequels or "quote unquote" upports of handheld copies like New Super Mario Brothers Wii or U, and Super Mario 3D World, and everybody calls Super Mario Galaxy 2 an expansion pack. So I feel like there hasn't been that excitement around
yeah.
the franchise.
That's something
Galaxy.
I can definitely agree with.
At the same time, it's because, right or wrong, everybody expects that every version of this franchise has to reinvent the wheel. Yes, it has done a terrific job of reinventing itself several times over the past 30 years, but I also think it's an unfair enough the expectations to expect something brand new every time. It's 3D World, there is one other version of that game, and there is no other game like it on the market. So to get more of that, and it's been 2 years, I think it's a reasonable time frame. I'm sure people wanted a Mario 64 2 or a Sunshine
yeah.
2 or something.
I think part
we'll
of the stigma
down,
is to it's a sequel to a portable game. You know, justified or not, I think there's
yeah.
a certain stigma there to like, yeah.
Oh, there's a huge stigma to like, it. I mean, literally, transport us back to 2009, and this is the same exact argument people made against New Super Mario Bros. Wii. It's an upported NES game, it's just added multiplayer,
yeah.
Multiplayer is going to break the game, because levels are big and barren, and there's nothing to do. It's going to be super boring for single player, and I will say Nintendo proved us all wrong with that, personally speaking, in 2009, and I have every faith in EAD Tokyo to prove us wrong this year with 3D World. And that's that. Speaking of a game that's pretty much going to be sent to
that. Tearaway.
For the PlayStation Vita.
Why do you say it's going to be sent to
that? Tearaway. It comes out the same day as the Xbox One and all these Nintendo titles you just spoke about.
And I'm still going to say I'm pretty excited for this because I think that game looks just delightful.
Yeah.
Oh, the game looks fun, but the fact of the matter is, come November,
of course
not.
But I can still be excited for it, right?
Yeah.
I
mean,
even
for
you know, regardless of when it comes out, there's gonna be like I've only heard overwhelmingly positive reactions for Tearaway.
Yeah.
As like it's pretty consensus
as
like the best Vita game. This takes advantage of the hardware really well. Like yada yada yada. I mean, we already know Media Molecule's good.
Which you can't use on their new hardware.
What do you mean?
The new
oh, the PS Vita TV.
You can't.
And hardware isn't even out in the West anyway, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, it comes out. I think this comes out.
Well,
a week
it doesn't matter. That
Japan.
Thing's not a game machine. It's a streaming machine that can play games.
Well, the way people make it, the way people are selling it, it sounds like a game changer.
Anyway,
so.
Tearaway
we'll
looked really good when I saw the.
I think
saw
it'll have
the,
a long tail.
Gameplay from PAX looked just really good.
Yeah, it looks like a very interesting, and you know, this is kind of, Sony has great ideas, it's just that they have great ideas, they don't always back. Like, we just had Puppeteer out this week, which also got reviews, and like, that was pretty much, like, there were people I mentioned it that came out, and it's like, yeah, that's Sony MO, if they don't have faith in it being a major title.
And Puppeteer even came out at a reduced price. It's $40, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and it's also kind of weird. Apparently, there's a demo in the Japanese store and there's a demo in the European store, but we don't get a demo of it, so I don't get that at
Make
all.
Make yourself a European account.
Oh, I have a European account. I just need to remember the password. I did the when they had the I had a European account before they did the blackout, so I got
I have an account for each region, basically Europe, US, and Japan, just in case a demo or something doesn't make it to my region.
Yeah, I feel like I should get PlayStation. But yeah, actually this year we're not done with November, because December for the first time actually has
There's one thing I want to mention. It is on the list here, but it doesn't have a concrete date yet, but it should make it this year. Because I want to mention it because it's a big Kickstarter game. And that's Wasteland 2. That should still make it out this year. And they recently, after Gamescom, released like almost 20-minute demo from it. And I think it looks really promising. They really seem to deliver on what they pitched. And that's exciting.
Is this also one of the first major Kickstarter games released?
Shadowrun Returns came also out recently. But that had
problems.
People didn't like the save system because it only had checkpoints, which is weird for RPG. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. But it's Wasteland 2 looks basically like if you like classic computer role-playing games, then this seems to be it.
Okay. So yeah, December. We have 2 to 3 major titles. We're going to start off with We Fit You, just because it's out in December, quote-unquote, but it doesn't have a release date. And as far as I know, Nintendo hasn't actually shown this game. They just keep on telling us it's coming out.
Yeah, I think so.
It
exists! Isn't that great?
So yeah, it exists, and it was supposed to be a game that was out in May of this year, and they haven't shown anything.
I don't
anything.
Even know why it's
like
taking so long.
Yeah, like, I feel like this is going to be the same issue we see whenever they reveal Wii Sports, is that they probably don't have an idea of what to do with the tablet with it, because it's just going to be more Wii Fit. That should be the name, more Wii Fit. I thought it would be a great idea to get it out during the summer so people get their beach bodies, and now December, I guess the New Year's resolution, but yeah, it's like nothing, like nothing. We mentioned this before, Gran Turismo 6 is out.
It will probably still be a pretty big title.
I think, well, in Europe,
it would be a huge title.
We all know.
I'm more afraid of Drive
Club. What do you mean, afraid?
Because Drive Club pretty much has... you get a free version of PlayStation Plus, and then you get GT6, 2 weeks later. So I think it's just going to be swept under the rug as something people won't buy.
Well,
it
depends.
It still holds me over.
They're on different systems. You know, there's no...
Yeah, but that's the problem. It's a different system, same ecosystem, where it's a Sony Racer on a system that has nearly 80 million people compared to one that will probably be by...
Well, I mean, I agree to a certain extent, and I, you know, questioned the logic of having these two titles come out at the same time, but, like, at the end of the day, they're not really competing with each other. I mean, like I said, they're...
Well, they are in the sense that if you want a racer this year, are you going to go with the non-quantity?
But
or
I think the fact that one is
a
PS3 racer and one's next. Like, if there was a PS4 version of GT6, I mean, well, we're hearing that that's going to happen eventually. But, like, if there was one this holiday, then, yeah, that would be a huge deal. But there's not. They're going to, you know, if you want the next-gen racer, you're going to play Drive Club. If you just want GT6, you're going to play that. And the fact that, also the fact that they're, that Sony's throwing it in free with PS Plus, I mean, people are going to have it. It's like, oh, I have this free, I have this new system, what am I going to play? Oh, I have this free game, let's fire it up.
Yeah, but that's my point, though. It's like, at what point...
It's not the full game you're getting with PlayStation Plus.
Right.
Yeah, but, yeah, and if you can get your, you know, it's a carryover to PS6.
They are quite different titles.
There's a big social element to Drive Club. I mean, and I don't know. A lot of people are graphics whores. They might not want to jump down a visual level going from a PS4 game to a PS3 game.
But I'm curious though how much of, like, I'm not saying GT isn't a great looking franchise, but I'm curious how much of that audience cares about graphics. I feel like graphics sells to a certain type of audience, and I feel like that's still going to be the early adopters, but is it going to be the stuff that gets normal people to convert to a PlayStation 4 this year? Which
right,
is really
but
what
that's
I'm
why I think there are different audiences.
And GT6. I think it's going to stagnate the potential of that game at launch because you can still pay a comparable racer on your current system.
I mean, I'm not arguing that, you know, Drive Club's going to sell more copies or anything like that, but I just think there's a lot of differentiation even down to the platform, and that, you know, there's not going to, the cannibalization's not going to be a big deal.
Yeah, I also think there's room for both of them.
I'm sure there's room for both. I just feel like, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
We'll come back in January. And finally, speaking of cannibalization, Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, because Nintendo did not have enough platformers this year.
I played earlier this year Donkey Kong Country Returns on the 3DS.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy it all that much, to be honest. And I don't know.
It.
I really don't like how Donkey Kong controls. It's all just so... It feels imprecise. I don't like how Donkey Kong moves. I don't know, like, the animation stuff that's associated with how he moves. I didn't particularly care for much of the level design.
You're breaking my heart.
I had more fun with New Super Mario Bros. U than with Donkey Kong Country Returns.
That's not a bad thing. I mean, but I'm a huge fan of Donkey Kong Country Return. I mean, the 3DS version took away the most people's major gripe with it, which was the rolling, throwing, and handcrafting mechanics, and still so motion based. I thought the level design was fantastic. And
if there's any game that deserved a Slurpee tie-in product, it's got to be this one, right? I mean, if Halo can get one. Surely, a game called Tropical Freeze can get Slurpee.
Yeah, yeah. Hardly enough, you would think it... Like, I mean, Tropical Freeze does not make me think of, like, a banana flavor, but it has to have bananas in it. But I don't know how it is. It does sound
also
like a great
pineapple.
Drink.
Yeah.
Sort of pineapple and coconut. What?
We're going to get a bunch of ingredients, and we're going to come up with a perfect Donkey Kong Country.
Just make it a pina colada, and we're fine.
You're welcome, 7-Eleven.
But yeah, it sounds like a great drink. I honestly don't get the title. Well, I mean, I guess, you know, they're in the tropic, and it deals with Vikings, and
Tropical Freeze. Makes sense. I don't know what your problem is, Earl.
I guess that's a little too on the nose, then. It's like, oh, he's in the tropic and it's frozen. It's called a tropical freeze.
Straightforward.
But, yeah, I'm kind of curious about this. And like Martin said, I think that is one of the problems with it, is that even though it was a port, we just did get Donkey Kong Country Returns 3D this year in May. And are people ready for more Donkey Kong? I mean, granted, the 3DS port sold well.
And,
so
I mean,
people
the 3DS
are just huge
port
into
was
Donkey
just
Kong.
That. It was a port. So, I mean, if anything, it galvanized the fan base for a new game. Arguably. Well,
on
the
3DS. And that's not what it
right,
it
I just
is.
I just mean more like the fact that there was a 3DS port earlier this year doesn't detract from a new game.
I'm excited
anything,
for
it. Adds to it.
Possibly. I mean, in the hands of normal companies, maybe if it was Sony to give it out in November so people get excited to play the new one in December, this is Nintendo. They'll probably do something stupid along the way. But yeah, it's a pretty solid, not spectacular fall. But yeah, that's it for current
titles.
I want to make one
not honorable mention, more like a missing in action mention. And that's Phantasy Star Online 2. Where is that game?
Well,
it's not exactly a sequel. It's like a Vita 4-player local title, Phantasy Star Nova. Phantasy Star Online 2 was announced to be localized, I think, last year, and actually shown off at PAX. And after that, we haven't heard of that game anything ever again.
Well, maybe they didn't see money in it. Maybe they
it's not even
the
Vita game. It's also on the Vita, but it's basically a free-to-play game on your PC also. It's a Windows game.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just thought it was a Vita game, too.
No!
It's
on Windows platform.
Yeah.
I don't know what Sega's thinking. Free-to-play? RPG?
Yeah.
That's actually
so,
good? That's money
don't.
In the West right now. I don't know what they're thinking.
I have no idea what they're thinking then. Along the same way, just some honorable mentions of stuff I'm excited for off the top of my head. Not excited for this, but I would imagine Anthony would kill us if we don't mention Ace Attorney 5 Dual Destinies out in October, I think, for the 3DS eShop, $30. I'm personally excited for Shovel Knight,
Shovel
which
Knight.
Is still
that
due
looks
out
really
this
good.
Year, right?
It's basically a spiritual successor to
DuckTales. Yes. Not excited, but I know this is out and this doesn't have a release date for some reason. Mario and Sonic at the Sochi 2004 Olympic Winter Games. Pac-Man and the Goshi Adventures, because I watched the first episode of that cartoon.
Well,
and it was
forward. Pac-Man. Right.
Pac-Man,
I mean,
makes
Pac-Man
good games.
Pac-Man,
Pac-Man doesn't
Pac-Man
make
cartoons.
Cartoons.
That's just someone should have. The fact that got greenlit already is troublesome.
The fact that it has an entire season. I don't know if this has a release date yet.
I
South
think
Park
that's
and the
not coming this year.
I think it. Yeah, I think they pushed it to next year. Yep. Thought I remembered hearing that.
Okay.
Q1.
Shantae and the Pirate's Curse is still due out on the 3DS eShop.
I just saw a title that I have to mention. I don't think it will be a good game or anything. I just like the name. What? Zombies Animals de la Muerte. It's amazing.
Oh, that game. I've been looking forward to this game since it was announced for the WiiWare in like 2009. It's made by High Voltage, the folks who did...
now you just
killed
all my excitement about this name.
And it's now a mobile, I think, dual stick shooter?
You're not selling me. I still like the name, but everything else so far doesn't sound good.
I'm not trying to sell you. I just remember when this game was announced, because it was this, and they announced that Left 4 Dead came out for the Wii as well, and like nothing came of any of those games.
I like the name.
Good name, but apparently you don't have confidence in the studio behind it. So just. So yeah, anything else you want to mention before we begin to wrap?
Wolf Among Us has been getting a lot of buzz. Coming. That's next year, isn't it?
Okay, I said it was starting this year, but what is
that's
the Wolf Among Us?
That's Telltale's new game. I forget what the IP is based off, but it was coming out of PAX. So it was getting a lot of big buzz.
Wolf Among Us is...
Oh, that's not the
yes,
Fable game.
Yes, that one.
Yeah,
Fable. So I personally don't know anything about it, but obviously, I mean, Walking Dead was probably my favorite game last year.
Yeah.
So
and Walking Dead Season 2 is also coming this year. Maybe
I still need to play 400 Days.
That's like 45 minutes long. So... shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that will do it for us this week. Check out the site. We've had reviews up for games, which I'm drawing a blank on right now. I know we did Killzone Mercenaries. We've done Spoiler
and we
Gin,
did Amnesia.
Saints Row the Fourth. We did Amnesia. I forgot that. Nope. We have articles up every day this week. I did something, for some reason, the Batman Forever commercial got stuck in my head, so I put something up about that, because that was a very odd time for me. So yeah, check that out. I assume we might have something up on video game cartoons this week, because I'm always a fan of that. But for Jason, Martin, and myself, this has been Duel Roden episode 122.
Peace.
See?
I was younger, I was into video games, trying to whatever, it didn't matter the name. Thousands of my dollars have been poured into all types of games, trying to get the high score. But now I think I have a favorite, it's me against the Nate, he's out my girl, I've got to save her. Oh no, I feel an attack coming on. Yo, ready Roxy, I wanna play a game of Donkey Kong. I have. I would feel the urge, and I'd go stuck raving mad, breaking to the arcade, screaming and hollering, anticipating putting $25 in any machine who was out of control. I didn't need quarters, I brought $10 bankrolls, bags of quarters. I was insane, people thought that I worked there and asked me for change, but I would get defensive and yell, leave me alone, these are my quarters, stupid, go get your own. Dude walked away with just looking in his eyes like, oh man, I wonder what's wrong with that guy. I was addicted, a video burnout, and I would go crazy when the guy would have to turn out the lights at midnight. I fall on my knees and say, have a hard crowd, one more game, please. Some nights I might sleep on the subway or outside of the arcade till it opened up the next day. And when it opened at 9:45, it was the same old thing all over again. I was doing bad, my future was bleak. I'd rather play games than eat or sleep. Until one day, this guy came along. He didn't have a radio, but he was playing. I said, yo, what's that noise?
What noise? I don't know.
No, fool, that noise you was making there.
What, this?
Yeah, that was death, man. Where'd you learn to do that?
Man, I don't know. I guess I always knew that. I had this talent deep down inside. Hush, you want to hear some more, man?
Yeah.
Come on, let's take a ride.
He made sounds like I never heard before, and he still had more. Then he got me hyped when he played this incredible song, and I lost my mind when Ready C played Donkey Kong.
help with Trail because he's always by my side. He never fails me. Whenever I have a video attack, he's right there by my back, keeping me on track. So if I bug out and act like a lunatic, he does Donkey Kong. And as soon as it gets to my eardrums from his vocal cords, I get hyped up. No matter how bored I am, he always comes through. Oh, my fault. Hold up, wait. Let me tell you who Freddie Roxy is. Here's a brief description of the things that he can do and his musical position. Freddie Roxy makes sounds with his mouth. Yo, Reddy, give an example of what I'm talking about.
Yo, Scram, man. Why are you still standing there? The game is over. Sucker.